the rest of the story. One man at a time, the Philadelphia construction crew began noticing the solitary stranger standing across the street. He was looking at them intently, at least appeared to be. The afternoon sun was casting low shadows when at last the stranger crossed the street, and he stared down into the huge hole the workers had been digging. "Deep foundation," he muttered to one of the men without glancing up. The workman agreed. What would they do with the excavated dirt, the stranger wanted to know. The workman shrugged. "I'll haul it away, I guess," he said. The stranger smiled, ever so slightly. "My name's Charlie," he said. "I have a proposition for you. I need some dirt. I'll pay you for yours." The crew discussed the offer and struck a deal. "Where do you want it delivered?" one of the laborers asked. The cryptic grin returned to Charlie's face. He said, "Put it in my basement." Curious glances shot back and forth among the workmen. All right, sure, they'd haul the dirt to Charlie's basement, no questions asked. The truth was, they really didn't want to know the rest of the story. Twilight had fallen when the carloads of dirt arrived at the address Charlie had given them. It was a drugstore. Could this be the right place? A moment later, Charlie appeared, beckoning them around back. The cellar was dark and still, so quiet that even the burly workmen felt uneasy. They accepted their payment and left quickly. And there stood Charlie alone, contemplating what he would do next. And what he did next was to roll out the clumpy dirt, cut it into chunks, wrap the chunks to be sold in his drugstore. Because the pharmacist had known all along that what the construction crew had dug up while excavating their foundation was not common dirt at all. Rather, it was a clay called Fuller's Earth. Fuller's Earth, a very useful clay that could actually remove grease and oil from wool. Fuller's Earth. And thus packaged, Charlie, the druggist on Fuller's Earth, made hundreds, then thousands of dollars. He made seven thousands of dollars, to be precise, and that's exactly the amount of money he needed to finance his experiments with herbal tea. I said his experiments with herbal tea, because that was what was important to Charlie. In fact, his grand-scale experiments eventually produced a product that was to make his name renowned all over the world. For once upon a time, a Philadelphia pharmacist, in search of capital, stumbled onto a construction project that turned out to be literally a gold mine, because it was a source for a saleable something called Fuller's Earth. And that Fuller's Earth brought in enough cash, $7,000, to make the down payment on Charlie's dream. And Charlie's dream was the development of something quite different, something he called root tea. Root tea, which a friend has suggested for the sake of marketing, he renamed root beer. For more than 100 years, since 1876, folks worldwide have savored the concoction of Charlie Hires. Hires World.